It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Cue the theme music. Mike, your thoughts.
Hold on, let me stop laughing. that was awesome.
Was it awesome? It's different. Wow. It's bold. It's exciting. It's ethnic. Now we've actually gotten a lot of comments from our listeners lately about lack of theme music. A lot of people have said that as much as they like the podcast, some of them have been saying, you know what, guys, you need something. You need a theme music. You need a theme song.
Right.
And the thing that a lot of our listeners, I think, don't realize is that we're actually kind of hamstruck as far as the type of music we can listen to because there's copyright laws are very prevalent when it comes to podcasts.
Ugh.
We can't just, you know, play any song and just go with it.
Right.
And we don't really want to create our own theme song because, you know, neither you or I can sing. And so thus, I'm sorry, you sung professionally, which you haven't done yet, which you have not, you know, yet shown this podcast.
I will do so.
But, so we went ahead and played some music off our cell phone, which to my knowledge, that doesn't dive into any copyright laws that I know of.
You know what? We'll find out.
We will find
It'll
out.
Be fun.
The theme music. So the theme music debate will continue on Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. And folks, welcome to the show, everybody. It is Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I am Nevin Barish. He is Michael Feldman. We can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. From theme music to movies, which usually involves theme music, as we know. The Mummy 3 is going to be coming out this weekend, starring Brendan Fraser. First of all, here's what I love about Brendan Fraser, okay?
Yep.
You don't hear from him for like 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he comes out with 2 or 3 big movies in a row. He did Journey to the Center of the Earth, which, although it didn't get a ton of buzz, has actually made some pretty decent money.
Sure.
It's kind of been overshadowed by some of the other big movies out there.
Right.
And now he's doing Mummy 3. And I love the Mummy movies. I mean, for people who don't know, the Mummy movies are about Brendan Fraser. He's a former criminal. He is a treasure hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically goes through all these adventures in which he's forced to fight immortal mummies. It works. It's fun. It's exciting. The third one is came out this weekend. It also stars Jet Li. And here's my question to you, Mike.
Yeah.
With The Mummy 3, this is the latest in, I think, a series of dumb action movies.
Yeah.
Now, dumb action movies, you have, like, the Lethal Weapons.
Right.
You have Speed. You have those
Die Hard.
Yeah. Now, after, I would say, about 98, after Lethal Weapon 4 went away, you had these other movies. They were trying to make you think.
Yeah.
Even action movies were trying to have some sort of message.
Right.
And for me, it wasn't working.
Yep.
But now, you know, starting, I guess, with Die Hard 4, which came out last year, and then you had, obviously, Rambo 4, which came out earlier this year. You have Street Kings, Keanu Reeves.
Mm.
You know, Keanu Reeves in an action movie, you know where that's going.
Oh, boy.
And now you have The Mummy 3.
Right.
Are dumb action movies making a comeback?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, it's one of these things. I mean, Hollywood, you know, needs to get people in seats. I mean, they're having some issues. Well, The Dark Knight excluded. They're having issues, you know, with getting people in seats. It's a rough thing. And you know what'll get more people in seats than anything else? Something where they can just sit back, relax, not have to think, watch things happen that could never really happen. Just have a good time.
You can watch things explode.
Oh, well, absolutely.
There's nothing, there's nothing like sitting back, watching big explosions, big car chases. It's fun.
It is. And, you know, my personal favorite has actually from the Mummy franchise, which was, you know, in the first Mummy. I don't know if you recall this wonderful moment. When Brendan Fraser has to outrun the sunrise. Remember that?
I was actually Mummy Returns.
Oh, that was
Mummy
Returns.
Mummy Returns.
That's right, I apologize.
I know my Mummy movies.
You do. That's right. I love that moment.
It
I was cracking up.
Yeah.
It was great. Brendan Fraser can apparently outrun celestial bodies.
And good for him. I mean, and he was running hard, obviously.
Right, you know,
And he managed to do it. It was very...
Because
that sun was coming fast.
That's true.
That sun was coming impossibly fast. So The Mummy 3 is coming out, and dumb action movies making a comeback, and that's really exciting. I love it indeed.
Oh, keep it up.
Mike and Nev, are getting older.
Yep.
Mike recently just turned 24 years old last month, and this coming Wednesday, August 6th, Nevin Barrich turns 29. Now, Mike, my girlfriend, your cousin, Ramona, also recently turned 29, and it brings up the question of how men and women handle getting older. Now, I think men, overall, we handle it pretty good. Because these days, as you're getting older and you're kind of going through your 20s and 30s, if you're single, okay, like you are, if you're single or you're getting older, it's okay because the older you get, the more appealing you are to younger girls, legal girls. I'm just want to make that clear. I'm talking about 18, 19, 20-year-olds, you know? So younger girls of legal age. Now, if you're someone like me, who's about to turn 29 and is in a long-term committed relationship, you don't feel so bad about getting older because been in a relationship, I've already aged anyway.
Right.
No. But seriously, you get older and you start thinking of things like, you know, marriage and kids. So it kind of correlates. It kind of works out well. You start thinking about those things. So I think men, whether a man is in a committed relationship and he's married or a man is single, getting older is not a huge deal.
Right.
Women, though, I think are different. Women, no matter where they at in life, they do not want to get older.
No.
They fear 30, they fear 35, they fear 40. Why is that?
It's a good question. Well, you know, I'm not, obviously I cannot speak for a woman.
But let's try.
Well, if I had to guess, and I could be completely wrong about this, but I could be spot on.
You did go to a liberal arts college.
That's true. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Show your sensitive side here.
Okay. The thing that I would say with women, I think women have a lot more physical issues that change as they get older. You know, things, well, you know,
like their body types?
No, but you know, things like, okay, for example, breasts, right, tend to sag more as they get much older,
they do?
Right? Yeah.
Oh.
I know. You know, and things like
cruel realities on Mike and
Ned. This is far in the future here we're talking, but you know, menopause, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now I'm not saying this is rational. I'm not saying that, you know, if you turn 29 this is a big issue or anything. But it's something to keep in mind. So
your theory is that women are afraid of getting to the point where their breasts start sagging and they start going through menopause.
Well, it freaks them out. I think what it is is it's truly a symbol of losing, you know, that youthful attractiveness that they may have had. You know, that kind of, you know, it's for us, for men. I mean, what happens to us physically?
Our hair turns gray.
Our hair turns gray. We maybe get bald. Right, you know,
that's a big deal.
It's a big deal, but I'm just saying, baldness versus breast sagging.
True.
Not really that.
That's true. I mean,
you know?
What's the lesser of two evils?
Right.
I say baldness.
Because we can
wear a wig.
There you go.
And it's cheaper than breast augmentation.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes, it
excellent
is.
Point.
So,
very, you know, it's a good discussion. You know, why the men and women, but for the women listening, take solace in this: if you are getting older and you are not happy about getting older, and you are in a relationship with a man, believe me, he is feeling the pain with you because you're making him feel that pain.
Mm.
Believe me, I speak from experience.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can send us comments in a couple of ways. One, by leaving us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com, or send us an email at mikeandnev@yahoo.com. And this week's letter, this is very interesting.
Okay.
Two things. Now, it comes back from our 4th of July podcast, which apparently is still getting buzz.
Excellent.
You know, we talked about some of the things about the national anthem being sung in different ways.
Right.
We talked a lot about fireworks.
Right.
And you actually know this person, Mike.
I believe
you know someone named Wally Good.
I do indeed.
In Vermont.
Yes.
Wally, listening from Vermont, listened to our 4th of July podcast.
Excellent.
Had a lot of things to say.
Oh, good.
And this is where what Wally in Vermont writes. He writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I just listened to the 4th of July podcast, and I have to say, I have never had to pay to watch fireworks. Now, small town Vermont is one thing, but I'm pretty sure that I didn't pay anything the year I saw the fireworks in New York City.
Mm.
In fact, they shut down the East River Parkway, and they still weren't charging us.
Right.
Unless you're talking about taxes, in which case I'm not a New York resident, so I still didn't have to pay for it. I think Vermont charged me $2 in taxes last year." And that's from Wally in Vermont. P.S.
Mm.
Mike went to Sarah Lawrence, but he's not gay. Now, I believe Wally was your roommate, if I'm not mistaken, in college.
He was my roommate my first year. That's correct.
And here's what I like about Wally. To be honest, I really wasn't paying much attention to the fireworks thing. I think that argument, it's like one and done. Wally found some cheap fireworks in Vermont,
good job.
And we're happy for him. But what I like, I really love the camaraderie that, you know, he made sure, in case there was any doubt, because he went to a liberal arts college. Yes, Michael Feldman went to Sarah Lawrence, but no, he is not gay.
That's true.
I can vouch for that. That's
true.
A friend, Mike.
Oh, he's a good friend. And, you know, the thing was, that first year was kind of loopy. You know, the thing was, I'll just say about Sarah Lawrence was, at the time, I think it has changed since I went there, but at the time, being a straight male was an extreme rarity. Mm-hmm. You know, and also, you know, at the time I was not available, but literally on my first night in that dorm, I almost went all the way with a young lady.
While you were still in a relationship.
I stopped it. I stopped it in time.
No, I'm not judging. I'm not saying it's bad.
It's
college.
Yes.
We don't judge
you. So I'm just saying here, you know, it was a kind of wacky first year, and Wally knows all about it. So, so that is kind of him to say. That is very, you know, thank you, Wally, for that. I mean, it's true with the fireworks thing too, mm-hmm. but I also don't really care about that.
Yeah, I thought the straight man part was more interesting, that's what I wanted to focus on.
So
Wally, thank you very much for listening over in Vermont, and that's going to do it for this week's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Don't forget, you can listen to us at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Mike, the straight man, Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.